Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues with Obey the Lord as we pick up in Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 20. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck.
To me, it is always strange that people will reject God's truth. So many times we find ourselves in the position of seeing what's happening, seeing what's going to happen, seeing the path that a person is on and knowing that it's a path of destruction. And we beg them, look, don't do that. And you hear all of these lame excuses that they have for going on in their sin. And you can see how it's destroying them. And you plead and you beg, but they won't hearken. Oh, how sad and tragic that is. When people turn a deaf ear to the voice of God. When people refuse to hearken to the warnings that God sends. What's left? If you won't listen to God, if you won't listen to the warning of God, what's left? God has left no alternative. He must then bring his judgment against the wicked. He gives man every opportunity to turn. He sends his servants to plead with men to turn. And if they refuse the voice of God, God has left no choice. There comes then that certain judgment of God against the unrighteous and the ungodly. Jeremiah said, if you will go, it will be well with you and you will live. But if you refuse to go, this is the word that the Lord has shown me. Behold, all of the women that are left in the king of Judah's house will be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women shall say, thy friends have set thee on and have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire and they are turned away back. So they shall bring out all thy wives and thy children to the Chaldeans, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand, but shall be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and thou shalt cause this city to be burned with fire. Then said Zedekiah unto Jeremiah, don't let any man know these words, and you will not die. But if the princes hear that I have talked with you, and they come unto you and they say unto you, declare unto us now what you have said to the king. Don't hide it from us, and we will not put you to death. Also, what did the king say to you? Then you shall say unto them, I presented my supplication before the king that he would not cause me to return to Jonathan's house to die there. Just tell them that you asked me not to send you back to Jonathan's house, which Jeremiah did ask the king. He said, please don't send me back to Jonathan's house lest I die there. So the king said, if they ask you what you know you said to me, just tell them that you asked me not to send you back to Jonathan's house, which thing Jeremiah did ask him. Then all of the princes came to Jeremiah and asked him and told him, and he told them according to all the words which the king had commanded. So they left off speaking with him, for the matter was not perceived. Jeremiah didn't tell them all the truth, but told them a truth, but not all of the truth. So Jeremiah remained there in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken, and he was there when Jerusalem was taken. God gave every opportunity unto Zedekiah to spare himself and the people if he would only listen and obey the voice of God. Now, in the ninth year of Zedekiah, the king of Judah, in the 10th month of the ninth year, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and all of his army came against Jerusalem and began their siege. And in the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, or 16 months later, in the ninth day of the month, the city was destroyed. They were under siege for 16 months. When the disease began to ravage the city, the pestilence, and many died from the disease. Famine began to grip them, many died of starvation. It was 16 months of horror. And then The walls were broken down, and the Babylonian army came in with the sword and began to slay the people. And all the princes of the king of Babylon came in, and they sat in the middle gate, even Nergal-Sharezer, and the names of these princes of the king of Babylon. And it came to pass that when Zedekiah, the king of Judah, saw them and all of the men of war, then they fled, and they went forth out of the city by night by way of the king's garden, by the gate between the two walls, and he went out the way of the plain. So Zedekiah tried to escape. Seeing that all was lost, he, with some of his men, sought to escape. Now, there are some legends that he escaped through what is known as Solomon's quarries. And there are some stories, though unconfirmed, that Solomon's quarries go for several miles and have an exit out in the Judean wilderness. That has never been confirmed, but there are persisting stories that this indeed is so. However it was, Zedekiah did try to escape, going down towards Jericho. But the Chaldean army pursued after them, and they overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, some 17, 18 miles from Jerusalem. And when they had taken him, they brought him to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. So they brought him to Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Nebuchadnezzar had set him up as the king. He was a vassal king under Nebuchadnezzar. Now, of course, he had rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, so now Nebuchadnezzar pronounces judgment. So the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah there in Riblah before his eyes. And also the king of Babylon slew all of the nobles of Judah. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with chains to carry him to Babylon. So the tragic end of Zedekiah. He watched his children being slain by the Babylonians, watched them slay his nobles. All of this could have been averted. Jeremiah said, if you'll just surrender, your family will be saved. But the man would not hearken to the word of the Lord. He was rebelling against God's warnings. And thus, what God declared did happen. Now, there was an interesting prophecy concerning Zedekiah that he would go to Babylon but not see it. Of course, it says, thou shalt not see Babylon. That prophecy, interestingly enough, was fulfilled. People thought that they were saying, you know, you won't go to Babylon. But the prophecy says you won't see Babylon. He went to Babylon, but Nebuchadnezzar had put out his eyes, so he never saw it. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. It is very interesting that at the present time, an archaeologist, Dr. Shiloh, is excavating now the ruins of Jerusalem at the time of Jeremiah, when Zedekiah was the king, those ruins that were destroyed by the Babylonian army. They are actually uncovering the very houses that were destroyed by this siege. And they find the houses, like the scripture said, burned with fire. They find the walls broken down and the rubble within. And when they came back from the 70 years of Babylonian exile, they did not rebuild the old houses, but just covered them over and built on top of them. So the old houses are still lying as they are digging now, lying in ruins, the walls broken in, signs of the fires and so forth. And the archaeologist Spade, under the direction of Dr. Shiloh, is graphically proving the story that we're reading tonight here in Jeremiah. And the interesting thing, that as they are uncovering these houses, they are finding in each of these houses multitudes of little gods, idols. the very thing for which God said his judgment was coming upon the people, because they had turned to him and were worshiping idols. And they are uncovering just troves of these idols in these little, in the houses that they are uncovering now there in Jerusalem. I talked with Dr. Shiloh concerning these excavations, hope to visit the sites. So God's word came to pass. The Chaldeans burned the king's house. Of course, they're looking for the palace now. They haven't found it yet. The houses of the people with fire. They broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away the captives into Babylon, the remaining of the people that remained in the city, the remnant that remained, and those that had fallen away that fell to him, and the rest of the people that remained. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left the poor of the people, which had nothing in the land of Judah, and he gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Now Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, saying, "Take him and treat him well. Don't do him any harm, but do unto him whatever he asks you." Now Nebuchadnezzar was aware that Jeremiah was telling these people to surrender. He was aware that he was speaking God's truth to the people. So Nebuchadnezzar gave an order. He said, "Treat him well. Let him do whatever he wants. If he wants to come to Babylon, we'll set him up in a nice home. We'll take care of him there. If he wants to stay in the land, let him remain in the land. Let him do whatever he wants, but treat him right." So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, sent, and Nebushashban, Rabsaras, and these other princes, they took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison and committed him unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that he would carry him home, so he dwelt among the people. Actually, he had been taken already in chains, but they came and they got him and brought him back. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, "Go and speak to Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian." Remember, this is the guy that lifted him out of the miry mud, the mire in the bottom of that dungeon. "Go to Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, 'Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in that day before thee. But I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put your trust in me, saith the Lord." So here was this Ethiopian eunuch who had helped Jeremiah out of that pit, dungeon. And Jeremiah went to him and said, "Look, the Lord says that you don't have to be afraid of the Babylonians. Your life is going to be spared because you put your trust in the Lord." So his life indeed was spared. Now, as we come into the fourth part of the book of Jeremiah, these are the prophecies of Jeremiah to the people after Zedekiah was carried away and the remnant of the people who stayed here in the land. They still did not take everybody. Remember, he left the poor people in the land to just have the land, take over the vineyards and everything else, and you can just have it. So the poor of the people were given the land. So this Jeremiah remained with him, and this is the word that the Lord that came to Jeremiah. So the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, after that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah. Now, Ramah is Ramallah, which is only about 5 miles from Jerusalem. So Jeremiah had been taken by the Babylonians and was being led, and the message came from Nebuchadnezzar, "Hey, let him do whatever he wants." And so they released him, and he was able to come back. So they let him go from Ramah when he had taken him, being bound in chains among those that were carried away captive of Jerusalem and Judah, which were carried away captive to Babylon. So he was bound in chains with the rest of those that they were leading back to Babylon. Wouldn't that be a sad and terrible journey? Talk about some of these death marches and so forth. To go to Babylon from Jerusalem, about 200 miles or so, and in chains. Oh, and here the prophet had said, hey, look, just go over to them, surrender, go on out, sneak out, give yourself over to them, and you'll be okay. And yet the people chose to rebel and against the word of the Lord and against the Babylonians, and now the consequences. The captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said unto him, the Lord thy God hath pronounced this evil upon this place. Now the Lord hath brought it, and he has done according as he has said. Always true. God will always keep his word. He has done as he said. Because you have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed his voice, therefore this thing has come upon you. Now it is interesting that the enemies of Judah recognized the reason for their problems and difficulties. God has done this to you because you didn't obey him. And now behold, I am loosing thee this day from the chains which are on your hands. And if it seems good unto you to come with me to Babylon, come on, and I will look unto your well-being. But if it doesn't seem good to you to come with me into Babylon, then you don't have to. Behold, all of the land is before you, and wherever it seems good and convenient for thee to go, there you can go. So Jeremiah was given a totally free rein. Come on to Babylon, we'll treat you well. Stay here if you want, just wherever you want to go. The whole land's before you, you can go where you want. Now, while he was not yet gone back, he said, go back also to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made a governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wheresoever it seems convenient unto you to go. So the captain of the guard gave him food and a reward, and they let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah unto Mizpah, and he dwelt with him among the people that were left in the land. Now when the captains of all of the forces which were in the fields, even they and their men, they heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the governor in the land, and committed unto him men and women and children and the poor of the land, of those that were not carried away captives to Babylon. Then they came to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, even Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan, and Jonathan, and these various captains, and they came with their men. And Gedaliah, the son of Shaphan, sware unto them and to their men, saying, fear not to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land, serve the king of Babylon, and it will be well with you. So Gedaliah was being faithful to the responsibilities given unto him by Nebuchadnezzar, encouraging the people, don't rebel anymore. Just live and dwell in the land. It's going to be all right. As for me, behold, I'm going to dwell here at Mizpah and serve the Chaldeans, which will come unto us. But you gather your wine and your summer fruits and your oil and put them in your vessels and dwell in your cities that you have taken. Now Jerusalem was left desolate. It had been so destroyed by the Babylonians, no sense of even trying to go back there with the poor people that he had. So just dwelling in Mizpah instead, and you men dwell in the cities that you have. Likewise, when all of the Jews that were in Moab crossed the Jordan River from them, and among the Ammonites, and those that were in Edom, south from Moab, and those that were in all the countries heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah, and they had set Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, over them, even all of the Jews returned out of every place where they were driven, and they came to the land of Judah to Gedaliah, unto Mizpah, and they gathered wine and summer fruits very great. Moreover, Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all of the captains of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah to Mizpah. and said unto him, Do you not certainly know that Balas, the king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to kill you? But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, did not believe them. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spake unto Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, Let me go, I pray you, and I will kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no man will know it. For why should he slay you, that all of the Jews which are gathered unto thee should be scattered, and the remnant that are in Judah perish? But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said unto Johanan, the son of Kareah, You shall not do this thing, for you are speaking falsely of Ishmael. May God help us to give heed to the word of God and to the warnings of God. Jesus said, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. And may God give to us ears to hear and a heart that will respond unto the Lord.
We'll continue with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Jeremiah in our next broadcast, as Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message, simply order Jeremiah 38 through 40 when visiting thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse the many additional biblical resources by Pastor Chuck. You can also subscribe to the Word for Today podcast or sign up for our email subscription. Once again, that's thewordfortoday.org. For those of you wishing to call, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-WORD, and our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, that's 1-800-272-9673. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck.
May the Lord be with you and bless you, give you a beautiful day tomorrow. God keep you in the love of Jesus Christ and strengthen you by His Spirit in your inner man. And may He help you to begin to comprehend what is the length, the breadth, the depth, the height of His love, and begin to understand more and more the things that He has prepared for those who love Him and wait on Him. May God cause His grace to abound towards you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
This program has been sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.
Hey, I want to tell you about a biblical counseling ebook by Chuck Smith. It's pretty easy to download and takes only a minute. I can't tell you how grateful I am for something like this. It's a game changer for anyone who needs to counsel or talk with someone on the spot. Like when I'm talking with my friends and a complicated issue comes up, I can do a quick search on my phone and get immediate answers that lead them to God's Word. So not only do I get Pastor Chuck's commentary, but I can find out what the Bible says about it. There's seriously so many helpful topics, like dating or self-image, lust, waiting on God, or even what certain religions or cults mean. I could even use this when I have a question myself. To download the Biblical Counseling ebook by Chuck Smith, or to preview a demo, visit thewordfortoday.org and click on the link provided. To find out more, you can call 1-800-272-9673. 1-800-272-9673.